Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And the players, we got to go out there and execute. So I think it's a combination of both.
I don't know. I feel like sometimes Ravens fans can be a little spoiled, just like the amount of success that this franchise has had. You know, we lose 5 games and the world's about to end. I think on Zach, it's unfair to put all the blame on him when there's 11 guys out there on the field that are playing their hearts off, and he's put us in the right positions. It's just a matter of us doing the right stuff.
That's Kyle Hamilton, Ravens All-Pro safety. And for the first time this year, saying something that we heard a lot last year, a player defending Zach Orr.
Yeah.
Taking accountability as a player for not doing things. Now, Zach Orr, we heard from him prior to that, talking about, yeah, maybe the schemes aren't all that great. We got to do a better job. You know, coach speak. They see the film. They know what the hell's going on out there.
Yeah.
But for the first time, if any of you have been saying it, hey, I haven't heard anybody defend Zach Orr. Well, there we go. Boom. Yeah. Right there.
My thing would be, you know, because we said it forever. They got the best roster they've ever had. All right? And Zach should be better in year two. Actually, they're worse right now after 3 games. I mean, they're 32nd total, 31st pass, 30 against the rush. They've never been this bad against the rush. Never. So that's got, you know, I mean, come on. A lot of it, some of it's scheme. I mean, I watched Seattle last night. Their defense, until the breakdown in the fourth quarter, they were kicking ass, and they get to the quarterback. They were stopping the run. You know, and when I'm watching
them. Forcing turnovers.
Yeah, when I'm watching it, I'm saying, the Ravens got better talent than them. What the hell? You know, and a coach and his scheme is important. And my thing is come on, you know, how long are we going to go with this experiment? You know, on defense. Zach started last year. They were terrible. Got Dean Pease to come in. All right. Then they got good. And we talked about it off air. What were people saying? Oh, you could tell Dean Pease is here. The announcers and people that, you know, other coaches and stuff. Yeah, you can see that Dean Pease is here. All right. Now, you know, Zach's in charge again. And it seems like he's kind of on his own. You know, I mean, Chuck Pagano's here. We don't hear that any Chuck's involved. You know, he's coaching the secondary. That's all we know. But with Zach in charge right now, the defense sucks. You know, and maybe, you know, and like his coach speak, you know, players got to play better. I got to coach better. No crap. You got to coach better. Because right, this would be one of those situations where, you know, and Harbs said yesterday, you know, I like to let my guys do their thing. This is one where, like Lou Holtz, if a position was struggling, all right, you get involved. Harps, you need to get involved in that defense because they're the ones sinking the ship right now. You know, so, and I'm sure Harps is heavily involved in the defense right now anyhow because you can't keep doing what they're doing and playing like they're playing and getting out physical and all that stuff. I mean, that game was embarrassing, I thought, Monday night. O-line, D-line, I thought it was embarrassing. You know, you got the most elusive quarterback in the league at sack 7 times.
Yeah.
You know, and he can't even escape. You know, and the old, you know, and the O-line coach gave him all good grades.
Yeah. Oh,
my God. You know, I mean,
that was more like participation trophies.
Yeah, I don't, that was such a disappointing game, you know? And like, there was a bunch of them, you know? Andrews played great. Andrews played great, you know? Him and Lamar, you know? It's about it, really.
They put 30 on the board, but take it with a D. O-line or defensive line, bad. Yep. And they got gashed.
Yep.
And they were running between the tackles. Detroit, stop us.
Oh, no,
well, we can't do it. But, and we knew the lack of pass rush. That's been a problem before they even played a snap this year. What about the missed tackles? Where the hell is this coming from?
Well, that goes back to not being physical, Bob. That goes back to not being physical, and that goes back to, you know, if you're zeroed in, if you're zeroed in, you're not lunging, you're not they weren't zeroed in 100%. Did you see Detroit? I don't think they missed a tackle, did they?
No.
Yeah.
I think four, according to Next Gen stats, of course.
So, I mean, that's a difference. I mean, they were more ready to play than the Ravens. I mean, let's just call that it was. I mean, that's what it was. They were more ready to play. Not only did the players get beat, the coaches got out-coached. And most of them are my friends, but they got out-coached in that game. They did, you know, and a lot of it is because the guys weren't physical. You know, your O-line, if they're catching, D-line's catching. And I felt bad for the linebackers because they're getting the crap beat out of them because the D-line's back in their laps. And they got linemen. Roquan's got Penny Sewell in his face all day, 330 pounds.
It's 5-8-8-1-0-5-7 The Fan. It is game day Friday, Purple Friday. If you will, Orioles wrap up their home schedule yesterday with a walk-off win. We'll talk more about that with Ryan Ripken when we rip it with him coming up at noon. Todd Monken also talked about Derrick Henry and the ball security. That's kind of a duh. I mean, Derrick Henry has manned up 15 times this year so far, twice after Monday's game. Now it's all about nothing to it but to do it, Nolan McGraw, as the young kids say.
Yeah.
Take care of the ball.
That's right. Yep. I mean, my concern with him is it becoming a mental thing with Derrick Henry. I mean, you can trust the track record and look at his resume. I mean, look, he's one of the best running backs in NFL history. So as far as him turning things around, yards per carry, total yards, all of that, finding the end zone, punching it in from, you know, the goal line, that was an issue last week. That stuff is less of a concern. But the fumbling, and especially in crunch time, it could pop up anywhere, right? And we've seen it twice now. It's been detrimental. Although I will say the Bills and the Lions game, after both of those fumbles, they did still have a chance to win. They did. But there's no doubt.
They were both in a fourth quarter. Too,
the timing was backbreaking.
Yeah. Because they're still behind against the Lions. They were trying to close out Buffalo.
Yeah, if he doesn't fumble.
Yeah, they score, and all of a sudden it's like, why aren't they going for it on fourth down? That sort of thing. It went from, this is a walk-in, Lamar's kneeling in the final 30 seconds, to, oh, crap, they're right back in the game. Yep. But we talked about, as Nolan brought up, Vinny, if you want to get in, you can, by the way, on Featured Artist Friday at 410-583-1057. Does this become a mental thing for him? Because you expect a reaction of frustration like we saw Monday night. Man, he was slamming his helmet. He just plopped down on the bench. It was like, oh, man.
So you know it's in his head.
He's crestfallen. So now, can he play natural? Can he play free? Or as he sees someone in an opposing jersey, he's like, yeah, crap. I'm going to have to hold the ball with two hands all of a sudden.
Especially in the fourth quarter. And you watch, people are going to remind him of that, you know, in the fourth quarter, protect the ball. And he'll probably be, I got it. But the thing is defenses, they're all going to be grabbing at the ball. They're all going to be trying to punch it out. So, I mean, that's the thing is copycat league, you know. Couple things that we know is going to happen in this game, Kansas City, because the Ravens, they're going to try to punch the ball out of Henry. They're going to play eight man in the front and say, we're going to stop the run. Playing man on the outside, can you get open? And, you know, we're going to stop the run, and we're probably going to play a spy. And, you know, that's what the last two teams have done to stop you guys.
Hey, with all the dilemmas and problems the Ravens have, they're still favored.
Yep.
2.5 on Sunday afternoon, 4:15 against KC. Good news, Travis Jones was back at practice yesterday. Kyle Van Noy was doing some running on the side. Ronnie Stanley hasn't practiced in 2 days. Obviously, today's going to be a pretty important day for him.
No question.
Because if he's not practicing today, Vinny, I'm assuming he's not playing on Sunday.
Yeah, and Bob, that is the one, that and quarterback are the two spots where there's a big drop-off. And it's probably a bigger drop-off between tackle to tackle. Because if they got to play Note Boom, you know, that is... I mean, we saw he got one play in the game and got their ass kicked, you know, down on the goal line and cost them. You know, that is... That one's not going to be... That's not going to be good.
If you want to get in with your predictions, now's your chance. 410-583-1057. Joe DeShafer, Baltimore Banner. Talk about the game with him. Whip around at 15. Got Jesse Newell from The Athletic. Talk about the game from a Kansas City Chiefs perspective. Hey, the loser of this game is going to be 1-3 at the end of September. Neither saw that one coming. And we can get into all the fun there. Got Vinny's stats, got Vinny's keys. We're going to do our picks for the weekend that will be in football, both college and pro. Me and Vinny were right last night. Nolan was wrong.
I talked you into
it. Yeah, I know. I was like, what the hell, man? But anyway, then I was like, in the fourth quarter, I said, what the hell did you... Anyway, it turned out to be all good. We'll come back, take your phone calls, talk more about the game. The Orioles end their home season with a win. Walk up. Oh, Beaver should have flown a kiss right at the Tampa dugout as he put that Ravens helmet on for the game winner. Then they're off to New York taking on the Yankees, who are still trying to win the division in the American League East. Got a lot to get to here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
To Nolan Plaza for tax line. Now, I'm not the only thing I know about golf is I suck at it.
Yeah.
And I know, like, the big people. I know who the stars are, of course. But the Ryder Cup is happening right now. Let's see. It's in Bethpage and Farmington, New York. And right now, USA, USA. I don't care if it's tiddlywinks and checkers. I'm all about, you know, red, white, and blue.
Right.
We're getting our pants pulled down, it looks
yes,
like.
We are.
So what the hell's going on here?
And Scheffler, who's the best golfer in the world, he's down five, him and his partner.
They just gained a stroke, it looks.
Oh, we're down four.
So, all Nolan, right. Break this down for us. You're a regular.
Well, Vinny
Chris
just
Schenkel.
Said it best there. I mean, if you're pairing with the best golfer in the world, is down four holes in his match. Uh-huh. I mean, I think that tells the full story there. I mean, granted, the Europeans do have McIlroy, but still.
Well, screw him. They're five up, by the way. Fleetwood.
This is the best. This is U.S. versus Europe, right?
Mm-hmm.
USA.
16 on each team. Oh. 16 best golfers.
I mean, at least Shoffley and Cantlay came to the party.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll keep you up to date because it's happening live since it's here in East Coast. So if you want to know what's going on there, we'll make it happen for you. Terps are off in college football, but still it's a monster weekend in college pigskin. And boy, do we have a crazy weekend in baseball coming up. You have two divisions that are dead heats right now.
Yeah, it's going
to
be awesome.
And we'll get into all of that and more. But let's get out to the phones. Ravens, still 2.5-point favorites over Kansas City. We'll talk about the Chiefs with Jesse Newell from The Athletic at 11:30. But let's go get Lewis at Park or Perry Hall, excuse me. Lewis, thanks for holding.
Yes, thank you for having me, Bob and Vinny. Vinny, thank you so very much about, you know, all your contributions. I listen to you every morning.
Thank you.
And I like to call this show because the morning show, basically, you don't have to say a word. They cut you right in and you are done. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is regarding the game, if you look at, I mean, this is the first time I hear you. Actually, you have always advocated for John. this is the first time I'm hearing you say, hey, John, you got to get involved. But look at John every game. John looks like he's lost. I watch him every time the cameras come to him. He is like he's lost. Look at last week. Look at the film again, because I look at the film just like you do. So he lifted the microphone up and started talking. He is lost, you know, during the game. And then this coach speak, you know, we got a coach, we got a lot of game left and all that. That is absolutely nonsense. Harbaugh is never hands up. Look, no hands up. If you switch his brother with Ravens, with the talent we have here, we're going to win Super Bowl every year. So what I'm saying is, he has to, like the defensive coordinator, the guy it needs extra time to learn this art. He is not, he's a little inept in calling the games or in-game adjustment. Coach himself needs to see, he hears all the everything they say on the microphone. He hears it during the game. Sometimes you can go, hey, what you are calling, I don't like that. I don't like this. Let's make this adjustment. It never happens. Another thing is about what Kyle Hamilton said. You can never get up on the microphone and tell a reeling fan base, a city that just lost a devastating game, that we were pummeled, you know, disgraced in front of the whole country. And you are telling us you are spoiled. That is a very bad statement for him to have said. You know, so.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that one.
That's not a dig
at the fans here.
Because,
hey, thanks, Lewis.
Because you know what? What would you rather be, a losing, you know, and then you've got coaching changes all the time?
Yeah, fan base is spoiled with winning.
Right.
And we've been talking about it on this show for months. This in the history of the Ravens, not in the last 5 years. Not during the Lamar era. In the history of the Ravens, a team that's got two Super Bowl championships, multiple playoff appearances, and multiple championships. This might be the most talented team they've ever had. And they're sitting 1-2, and they lead the league in points scored.
Yeah, this fan base, Bob, is like when I was in San Fran. I mean, your expectation every year is Super Bowl.
Yep.
And if you start out 1-2 and you're not playing good and you're losing at home, you're getting criticized and you're getting ripped. I mean, in San Fran, even the year we won the Super Bowl, we started out 1-2, you know, and we were getting killed. We'd lose a game, we'd get ripped in the papers, you know. I mean, that's just that. Actually, that's not a bad thing, because the expectations are high because of what you have done throughout.
And another thing, going back to Harbaugh with the Super Bowl or bust, and people who say that have never won anything in their lives, which is a total ridiculous thing to say, with the whole prism of life is based on what you do in football. Don't bleep out of here. You get married, you have kids, you own your house, you have a successful life. You're winning. Winning? Because you don't win a Super Bowl, you're a loser?
Bob, every national show that has talked about the Ravens or whatever,
exactly,
broadcast, every one of them said it's Super Bowl or bust for the Ravens. Everybody. And Harbs knows that.
Sure.
And in Harb, you know, because, and fan base, just the stuff that Harb says is, does he believe it all? Probably no.
Yeah, I think there's a little arrogance and hubris there for sure.
Well,
absolutely he does.
What I'm talking about is like criticizing coaches or players. He's never going to do that. You know, and what good does that do? It doesn't do you any good. You know, if he's getting on a coach, you know, like when he goes into the defensive staff meeting room and he's watching film with the defense, I'm sure he's jumping some ass, you know, and same with the offense. You know, hey, what the hell? You know, how are we going to fix this? You know, the same question we're asking, he's doing the same thing to his, how are we fixing this? And, you know, and he was probably up all night Monday night and watching film with those guys.
Yeah, but don't take it out on the rest of the people.
Yeah.
Take it out on the people that you should be yelling at. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's up?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
Good.
Hey, for my Jay-Z song, I want to request is, I got 99 problems, but the Packers ain't one. Y'all got that one in rotation?
We got that one. Oh, by the way, it's going to be 100 problems after Sunday.
Yeah.
Hey, man, listen, man. the Browns already laid the blueprint on how to beat the Packers, though. So, you know, the Cowboys got to follow that.
Yeah, but the Cowboys don't have Miles Garrett or Mason Graham.
Oh, we got the guy we got from Green Bay. What's the Kenny Clark guy?
And, he's a good ball player, yeah. Sure.
Yeah, and Clowney's suiting up this week, so Clowney can imitate with Miles Garrett to do a little bit. You know, put some pressure on Jordan Love and everything. But should be an interesting game, man. Just making my final trip to Cowboys Stadium this weekend.
All right, well, let's move on to your favorite team since we have a lot of calls here, Rashawn.
Yeah, the Ravens, man. It might come down to coaching, man. If it come down to coaching, Andy Reid is a smarter coach, a better coach. I hope and don't, man. I just hopefully don't. But a lot of people picking against the Ravens. I think this is a must-win. But it's a must-win for the Chiefs, if you think about it. You see the Chiefs' schedule they got compared to our schedule? They got some teams they got to play.
They got a tough schedule ahead of them.
Right. So if the Chiefs go 1-3, right, they got maybe, I looked at their schedule this morning, maybe six more wins, I say. They'll get them to seven wins, maybe eight for the season. They're not making the playoffs unless they turn something around. You know, so it's definitely more of a must-win for the Chiefs than us. Now, they saying we got an easy schedule, but come on, with the secondary, we got C.J. Stroud coming in.
No, with the pass rush, not the secondary. The secondary will be okay, but the pass rush.
Man, Marlon Humphrey sucked.
He was bad the other day.
All right, what's your prediction, Rashawn?
20, no, I mean, it's going to be higher than that. 38-30. Whoa. Ravens.
Wow. Where'd that Kansas City offense come from?
Yeah, Ravens scored 38. They're winning by like 20, I would think.
If they give up 30, Bob, my prediction, Dean Pease or somebody else will be back, or Chuck Pagano, somebody's going to be back helping.
After the Ravens, real quick, for the Chefs, they go to Jacksonville. Who knows?
Yeah.
They're 2-1 right now. And then they host Detroit.
Yeah.
So there you go. So they're scheduled. But the Ravens don't have a walk in the park. They got Houston, who's kind of sucking right now, winless.
They got Tennessee this week.
And then the Rams, who should be 3-0, but they're not. They're 2-1. That's reality of things. We'll come back. I've got Vinny's keys. We'll take more of your phone calls. Report that 583-1057. And we'll break down the statistical advantages that one team might have over the other. Based on what we've talked about, all you got to do is Google it. You look at the Ravens' defense, there's a lot of threes in front of there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Categories.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan. Time for Vinny's Keys to Victory.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Ravens at Kansas City, 425 on Sunday afternoon. Ravens are 2.5-point favorites in this game. Both teams 1-2. Both have weaknesses. Vinny, if the Ravens want to bounce back after that debacle on Monday night, especially defensively, give us some keys here.
Well, number one, I got be the most physical team on the field. Last week, they were not, which is embarrassing. You know, if you're Ravens player, fan, whatever, that's embarrassing to not be the most physical team because that's who the Ravens are, especially at home on a Monday night. And going down to Kansas City, that's what they got to bring some tenacity to them. Number two, tackle well, and that'll help. They had 20 missed tackles Monday night. So bring some tenacity with you. You know, they need to pack that. That toughness, they got to bring that to Kansas City with them. Number three, make Mahomes uncomfortable, you know. And how can you do that? You know, I mean, with the rush and all, cover the receivers up too. because if they can cover up the receivers, then Mahomes gets edgy because he knows his tackles aren't that good, and then he starts moving around. You know, so make Mahomes uncomfortable. He's completing 59% of his passes right now. You know, he's got an 83 quarterback rating. Let's not all of a sudden after three games he finds the light and, you know, he's throwing for three touchdowns and gets in a rhythm.
And he's been uncomfortable in the pocket for most of the season, right?
Oh, the whole season. Yeah, no doubt. The whole season. Number four, stop the run. Keep them under 70 yards. You know, Mahomes is their leading rusher.
Yeah, I mean,
come Pacheco on. And Hunt, come on. And their O-line, they're not mashers off the ball, and they don't get up to the second level, so the linebackers should be able to make plays. Number five, run the ball over 150 yards. And that goes back to being the most physical team. That goes back to that. Come off the ball. And then the biggest thing is they've got to get up to the linebackers. Their linebackers are really, I really like them. I think that Tranquil and Bolton are really good players, and they got to combo. Because if they let them run, they're going to make tackles all over the field. They've got to be able to. We got to get back into a rhythm running the football. And how do you do that? Get up on the linebackers, because then you create creases. And then last but not least, receivers got to win one-on-one battles. They got to get open, because what did we hear Lamar say the other day? Well, a lot of times I'm just, you know, trying to buy time for the receivers to get open. No, get your ass open, because they're going to line up in your face off the line of scrimmage, and you got to win, and you got to win quickly. You know, the receivers, you got to – why was Andrew so – what? They didn't even cover him. You know, the receiver – everybody says, where's Zay Flowers? Get open, Zay. Get open. So those are my keys.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Only have time for a call. Let's get out to the phones. Ravens 2.5-point favorites of Kansas City. I mean, we're talking about them like they're 0-3, but they're favored on the road against a team that's been in the Super Bowl a bazillion times in a row. Sean in Baltimore. Sean, what's up?
What's up? What's up, fellas? Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, man. First, man, I'm going to start with Kyle Hamilton, man. Look, it's out on us, buddy. What you expect? You don't think we're going to say anything? Come on, man. We know you frustrated, too. You've been there for 4 years. Y'all had a good roster and got paid. Y'all not getting the job done. I know you got to take up for your boss. We understand all that. Facts is facts, man. Look, you know what we like here. You know what kind of party you was. Let's get the job done. Y'all look awful out there. You want to be a leader? Speak up. I'm sorry, man. On that defense, we need that muscle out there. Where's that muscle at, man? We don't got that tough guy. Where's that tough guy, Mr. Marlon Humphrey? But and now I'm gonna get to my prediction. 3 weeks ago, I said, when I came on the radio, I said, when he's talking about our defense, I said, listen, Chiefs are number one, and then you got Bills, and then it's the Ravens. We didn't beat them yet. So I don't know why at the beginning of the season they had us at number one, because we got to go out there, we got to beat them first. To get that, we got to beat the guy to get the belt, plain and simple. I'm going 38-30, Kansas City.
Whoa.
You think Patrick Mahomes and them licking their chops? Chris Jones? Oh, my God. And listen. This is not – we're going to get him back. We'll see him again in the playoffs. I'd rather get it over with now, because this don't even really matter. We know what we do in the regular season. Let's go to the playoffs. Let's get this job done, and we'll see him again in the playoffs, man. I'm going to leave it with that. But Kyle, you my boy. Stop that, man. Cut that out, man. You know how we do down here.
There's Sean in Baltimore. Another 38-30, this time in favor of Kansas City, though.
I'm telling you, if that happens, Bob, there'll be drastic measures made on the defense, I think.
And if that happens, we all know, me, Nolan, and Vinny, all we have to do Monday at 10:05, let's go to the phone.
Yeah.
We'll come back, take more of your phone calls. Got Jody Schaefer from the Baltimore Banner preview of the game. We got Vinny's stat breakdown. We'll get to that in the 11 o'clock hour. And then we'll talk Chiefs with Jesse Newell. Why are they 1-2 through the first three games? And why are they underdogs at home? And then we'll do our picks as we get into a big weekend of college and NFL football with Jesse Newell from The Athletic. It's a Jay-Z featured artist Friday. Anything you want to hear from him? Send a request to the Pause Sports text line at 410-583-1057. Let's get back to the phones. Go to Trippy in Baltimore. Trippy, what's up?
Hey, hello. What's going on with y'all?
What's up, Trip?
Man, what's going on, Vinny? I don't know, man. I don't know if I can say too much, man, because right around the castle, man, the Ravens spot, we spoiled. I don't know what it is. Like, how are we spoiled, man? Like, can I be real with y'all? We got a former Ravens player as a DC, right? And us fans, we see we got Mike Green, a pass rusher. He in pass coverage, you know what I mean? It just don't make sense. And even if Kyle Hamilton's saying the players got to play better, is y'all even watching film? Because it's like y'all not dialing nothing up. Excuse me. But it's like that's why I keep saying, like, that's why Ray Lewis and Ed Reed and them, they had, like, a meeting and stuff. That's why I say they just need to get together, man. Like, come on. If the coaches ain't going to do it, somebody got to do it. But I know one thing. We don't beat Kansas City, we're in trouble. I'm going to give a score prediction, right? I hate to say this, but I'm going to say Chiefs 31, Ravens 30. I don't trust the Ravens this week. I don't. I'm sorry. I ain't even going to put my money on them. I don't know.
Thanks, Trippy.
Trippy, if they give up 30 points, I'm telling you, Bob, there's going to be.
Where's this coming? Every prediction we've had so far is Kansas City put a three up.
And Nolan told me before the show he was probably going Kansas City.
Not a
possibly.
Probably. No, I am. Oh, I'll lie.
I mean, but you don't have them scoring 30, do you?
No. I got them both under 30. By the way, high 20s.
Yeah, but spoiled. The expectations are high. It's not spoiled. You know what I mean? It's like, you guys, you make a lot of dough. DaCosta builds the roster well. Okay, maybe depth wasn't all that great in a couple of positions here, but secondary is supposed to be the best of football.
Yeah.
Defensive line, at the very least, was going to be stout, stopping the run. We knew or expected that pass rush was going to be a problem, and it has been. They have three sacks in three games. But to blow fourth quarter leads again, when you score 40 points and lose, you score 41 against Cleveland, but their offense sucks, and then you score 30 and needed a window dressing touchdown to even make it that. I mean, they got dominated. So it's not spoiled. It's like, wait a minute. Well, the expectations are, you guys haven't won a Super Bowl in 13 years now. It's like expectations are high. Let's go. You're wasting windows, perhaps.
No doubt. Like, if you're looking at the defensive line, including the pass rushers, who's playing better than they played last year? Matabike.
Man, now we might not see him for weeks.
But, I mean, like, Owe isn't.
Mm-mm.
Tavius Robinson isn't. Van Noy was playing good.
Before he got hurt for a quarter and a half.
But Travis Jones isn't.
No.
Marcus Washington isn't.
Broderick Washington. We need him and Mike Jones to get in here.
Yeah. And I Roquan, I think, is playing good. And I think Buchanan's playing good. I think Wiggins is playing good. Marlon, he sucked last game. Hamilton's kind of been up and down. Played good against Cleveland. Played bad last week. You know, so the guys that are stars, they're not playing to their potential. That's the biggest thing.
And you mentioned Buchanan playing well, which is awesome.
Yeah.
But it's an indictment on the fact that Trent Simpson is not.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Trent Simpson's a special teams guy. Yeah.
Let's go to Ray in Baltimore. Ray, what's up?
Hey, man. I hate to keep on continuing with the hit parade, but I just heard the quote that Kyle Hamilton said, man. And here's the bottom line, right? These players of today are a lot different than the Ravens players of the past. And the reason, and for fans like myself, right, we understand the game. We understand the fact that, you know, the soul of that team is not there right now. Meaning, like, they don't have a Marcus Peters that's there. They don't have a Bernard Pollitt that's in there. They don't have a Sizzle. They don't have Bart Scott and Ed Hartwell. They don't have that kind of passion in there. Because it's not that passion. That kind of passion is not in the league. It's not in the NBA. It's not in the NFL.
I think Roquan's got it.
Well, Roquan got it, but Roquan better stay in shape and stop eating $20 million worth of soul food. You know what I'm saying? He need to be working out. You know what I'm saying?
I think he's in a lot better shape than he was last year.
Yeah, he is. He is. I give him credit, but you know, I ain't going to beat up on Zach Orr. Zach Orr's like that kid right now with the glasses on. that with the fresh snacks that, you know, it's easy to go into his lunchbox and pick on him. You know what I mean? Like, so I'm not going to pick on Zach Orr. I'm going to pick on Harbaugh, Brian and Owens Mills' favorite boy, which Brian's been right for a long time when it comes to Harbaugh, but because our coach that should be coached last night, but that's neither here nor there. But prediction, because we're coming up on the top of the hour, and you know I'm a professional.
Yes,
I don't rant
are.
And rave like, you know, some people, you know, on here. Not throwing shade, but a lot of y'all, they like to talk like, you know, they're getting paid. But nevertheless, it's going the Ravens going down, man. I hate to say this, man, because I'm going to save myself blood pressure, possible medication, because it's going to be 40 to 27 Chiefs.
Whoa.
And the only reason why I say that is because at the end of the day, Isaiah Pacheco is going to be looking like Earl Campbell and Eric Dickerson with the way this defense has been playing. And other than that, fellas, y'all have a good weekend.
Have a great weekend, Ray. Appreciate that. 40? Aren't the Chiefs averaging 18 points a game here?
Yes, they are, Bob. On offense points, they are averaging 20.
20?
Yeah.
Huh.
They're giving up 19, averaging and scoring 20.
Where the hell's the 40? Is the defense that bad? Have people lost that much faith, Nolan, in the D?
Where I mean,
a team
as someone who's picking Kansas City to win. I mean, have we not been talking about this all week?
Well, they are 32nd.
But to the 40,
okay.
I get that.
Okay.
But you know, if Kansas City wins 24-21, I'm not stunned.
Sure. Right.
They drop a 40 clipper on the Orioles. I don't want to go down that rabbit hole. But they drop 40. It's like, what the hell's going on around?
Well, 38 to 40 is a bit much. But in that high 20s, 30, 31, I don't think that's egregious at all. And the other part of it, too, is the injury report. I'm sorry. We've been reading the same injury report all week. I can't overlook it. The guys aren't magical.
Well, if Ronnie's not there, that's the biggest one to me.
And that doesn't even deal with the defense. But I'm with you 100%. Yeah.
All right.
Well, if they give up 40, Bob, somebody else may be being the D coordinator.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, talk Ravens and Chiefs with Jonas Schaefer. Get an injury update, Baltimore Banner. Whip around / stats coming up at 11:15. And then Jesse Newell from The Athletic talks about Kansas. Hey, they're 1-2, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they are underdogs here. What the hell am I missing? I mean, I watch the game. Defense stinks. I get all that. But their offense isn't all that great.
Correct.
Yeah, they can't. Mahomes is their leading rush. And then we'll do our picks. And then we'll get back to your phone calls. Ripping it with Ryan coming up at noon. He's always the calmer. He's the guy that talks people down from the ledge. And he'll tell us that no way Kansas City's going to score 40.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.